So tonight I'm going to talk about what you might call the essence of Zazen, or the purest form of Zazen, something called Shikantaza. I've mentioned it before, and I wanted to go a little more deeply into it. Even if you're not practicing Shikantaza, even if you don't feel ready to practice this particular rather difficult form of Zazen, to understand it in the way that I hope you will as a result of our talking about it, I think will inform any kind of Zazen that you do, because it is the essence of Zazen. So, what is Shikantaza? I think that the most accurate way to put it into a few words would be as follows. It is striving to become what you already are. Striving to become what you already are. This is the essence of Zazen. Now, other forms of Zazen, like counting the breath, following the breath, and koan practice, are exactly the same. They just use a particular object of meditation, where Shikantaza goes to the pure essence of what you are. Now, the word Shikantaza is a Japanese word, and Shikan means just, Ta is a word that means hit, like hit, and Za is the sitting part of the word Zazen, which means sitting Zen. Zen coming, as I've said many times, as a transliteration coming from the word in Sanskrit called dhyana, which means absorption. So Zazen is literally seated absorption. So Shikantaza is just ta, meaning hit, just sitting intensely. Or, as I defined it, striving to become what you already are. Now, what are you? Buddhism was initiated with a famous statement by the Buddha. He said, "All beings have Buddha nature." He said this at the moment of his awakening, or shortly after his awakening. Perhaps the first thing that he spoke to anyone else. He said, it's incredible, mind-blowing. All beings have Buddha nature. What you already are. There's no need to attain it. Any attempt to get it, in a sense, is moving away from it. The famous koan, ordinary mind, where the student asks the master, "How can I attain it?" And he says, any attempt to attain it is pulling you away from it. Because the notion that you have something yet to attain is identifying with a lacking entity, which is not your original nature. So it's almost like chasing after something that doesn't exist, or chasing your tail, trying to get something that you already are. But isn't it strange? Shikantaza, the essence of Zazen, is striving to become what you already are. How can we understand this? First of all, there has to be a deep honesty in our practice. Yes, all beings have Buddha nature, but I don't feel that way. I feel just the opposite. I see a world out there. I feel a self inside that lacks, that has poor character, that gets caught by things, that feels embarrassed by things, that feels judged by people, that's trying to be better than it is. All these things that we identify with, these feelings inside, these habitual emotions, reactions, Zazen must start with this honesty. Yes, there's this faith. The Buddha was not lying. Enlightened teachers are not lying when they say, originally you are whole and complete. Originally you have Buddha nature. But I don't feel that way. So I have to strive, strangely, to become what I already am. This is a very, very unique activity, a rare activity, a pure activity. So difficult to find in this world. We're so fortunate to even know about it, let alone practice it. So a student, this is a well-known and rather brief koan. And just for anyone who may not know what a koan is a question used to break open the mind in Zazen. And there's a particular form of Zazen called koan Zen, where you work on a koan to break open a piece of this truth. And these koan are, actually, many of them are documents, they're called case records, of actual conversations between two teachers, a teacher and a student, two students, two people engaged in Dharma combat. So when we approach these koan, they're very difficult. The intellectual mind can't quite get it. It tries, but it gets frustrated. They come from a deeper place, exactly like this koanic statement I made initially, defining shikantaza, which is striving to become what you already are. How strange. So this koan goes like this. The student says to the master, the Buddha said, all beings have Buddha nature. What is my Buddha nature? The master said, I'll tell you when you've drunk all the waters of the river Ho in a single gulp. Now, the river Ho was a big river in China. They might have been at a monastery that was on the edge of the river. He said, I'll tell you when you've drunk all the waters of the river Ho in a single gulp. Now, that is shikantaza. Shikantaza is swallowing the whole world in a single gulp. We ordinarily think of ourselves as knowing entities standing apart. We're a space within which this world is happening, but we're apart from it. There's a dividing line. In shikantaza, we jump over to one side of that line, totally. Just this. The object of shikantaza is the world itself, the unfolding of karma as it's actually happening, the sounds in the room, what your eyes see, what your body feels, the emotions and thoughts going through you, all together, this one fabric of karma presents. We swallow it in one gulp. Now, what is this striving part? Yasutani Roshi had a very wonderful description of shikantaza. He said, if you're doing shikantaza properly, you have broken out in a fine sweat. Your zazen is so intense, that your body breaks out in a fine sweat. And if someone were to lightly touch you, you would jump 3 feet off the cushion. That's the attitude of mind. Now, perhaps it's somewhat an exaggerated description, but there's some truth to that. Remember now, we start with the faith that we are already Buddha from the very beginning, originally, but I don't feel that way. So I must strive. I must plunge into this world as it is, intently. I can't just sit by the edge of the road and wait for my true nature to come to me. Every form of zazen has this kind of striving. Now, if the striving were after something that I was not already, then it can turn into something poisonous. It's constant wanting, yearning, I don't have it, struggling, a vicious circle. But if it starts with faith, it starts with this deep faith that I am already whole and complete. The Buddha was not lying. This striving changes. It's not striving to become something you're not. It's striving to let go of all the things you identify that aren't that. To open up the space wide, to allow it to appear. That's the kind of striving. And that is the essence of what you experience when you do Shikantaza. Now, let's talk about breath practice a little bit, because some of us are doing breath practice. The breath is already there. You don't need to do anything to create it. You are already being breathed. But in our zazen, we don't just idly breathe, saying, I'm already my breath, so I'll just breathe. We open an intent space, a clarity of mind. And in that clarity of mind, the breath becomes just breath. This actual breath, that exactly is striving to become what you already are. When you are breathing in zazen, you are already breath. There's no separation. It's just breath. Where is the entity that's breathing? Where can you find it? You try to find it, you can't find an entity that's breathing. Now what you do find is a body. You find emotions, you find thoughts, you find feelings, and you find breath. They're all there together. Breath would not happen without the body, but it also would not happen without air. And air would not happen without all the processes in the universe that create elements and molecules, etc., etc., and gravity, and sunlight, and all the karmic processes, this cause and effect chain throughout all of space and time, going back to the very beginning, what was called the singularity. All of that was required for this breath right now to appear. What's standing apart from that? You can't find the dividing line. That breath is not separate and alone, cut off from everything else. So this is what we mean by just breath. It's just this whole breath. It's not I am breathing, because I am part of that fabric too. That fabric is vast. That fabric extends throughout all of the universe. Anything happening anywhere affects everything everywhere. And goes all the way back to the very beginning because it's all connected. This is just physics. This is not a matter of belief. Is this not swallowing all the water of the River Ho in one gulp? This one breath is swallowing that entire river. So when we do breath practice, we intently just breathe. We throw our whole faith into it. We let go of everything else. We don't have to deal with anything else because this breath is connected to everything. So when we swallow this one tiny breath, we swallowed all the waters of the River Ho. We've swallowed the whole universe. And this is how we practice. Now in Shikantaza, we let go even of the breath. We just embrace the entire thing, the entire thing. But we do it with intentness, with clarity, with deep striving. This is that honest part. This is that wholehearted, throwing yourself 100% into your practice. Not just idly staying with the belief that I'm already Buddha, so I don't need to do anything. It's I'm already Buddha, may I clarify it totally, so there's no doubt left. This is the essence of this practice of Shikantaza. Now there's another beautiful description of Shikantaza. It's not presented as a description of it, but I think it's a perfect description of it, and I thought I would read it to you. So this comes from the five ranks of Tozan. I just want to read this to you. So Tozan Ryokai was a Zen master who wrote a long verse on the essence of awakening. And this verse went through various, it's very abstruse and difficult to read, but it's been boiled down to these five, you could call them stages or ranks, or you could call them facets. Like if I turn it one way, I see one of these faces, another way, another face. So the very fifth rank, which is considered the highest rank, the ultimate rank of Tozan, each one of these ranks has a title. And this highest rank is very fitting to use as a description of what many people call the highest form of Zazen, the ultimate form of Zazen, the essence of Zazen, the core of Zazen. And this fifth rank, its title is very simple. Its title is Unity Attained. Unity Attained. I am already Buddha. I am originally Buddha. So here's how this poem, these are actually verses, and they're very brief, terse, pithy verses describing each of these ranks. This is the final fifth rank. And each of these verses is like a deep koan. I'm going to read you this fifth rank. The fifth rank goes, who dares equal the one who falls into neither being or non-being? All people want to leave the current of ordinary life. But this one, after all, comes back to sit among the coals and ashes. I'm going to read that again. Unity attained. Who dares equal the one who falls into neither being nor non-being? All people want to leave the current of ordinary life, but this one, after all, comes back to sit among the coals and ashes. Let's go into this a little bit with the hope that it will clarify once again this unique state called Shikantaza, which is the essence of all forms of Zazen. And whether or not you're actually practicing Shikantaza, when you grasp this spirit of Shikantaza, you can put it into your own unique practice. So who dares equal the one? How can anything equal you? How can something compare to you, the real you? The real you is unique and absolute. There is no comparison. What is it? What is the real you that has no comparison, that's absolute, that couldn't be anything other than what it is right now, exactly as it is, which is the product of all causes and conditions throughout the entire fabric of the universe from the very beginning of time till now? What is that? Who dares equal that? Remember now, this is unity attained. You've already attained this. You are already what you really are. You've attained it. Now in Shikantaza, we sit with the spirit of unity attained. Although we strive to become what we already are, the emphasis is on what I already am. I already am. So the deep spirit of this zazen is unity attained. There's nowhere else to go and get it. It's attained. Who could equal that state? What in the universe can compare to that state? That state is incomparable, incomparable, therefore unique, therefore neither good nor bad, right nor wrong, left nor right, Republican nor Democrat, male nor female. It's beyond all these descriptions. These descriptions are what the mind pastes onto this one unique fabric of karma in order to manipulate it, in order to utilize it, in order to get certain things done. And these are extremely useful descriptions, but they are not ultimately the actual world. They are pictures that we use, maps that we use. They're very, very valuable. But in this space here, we are learning how to free ourselves from them so that we can use them and not be used by them. And that is the critical importance of this kind of zazen. It's so unique. No one is saying that we should stop making distinctions, because the minute you walk out into the street, you're going to get nailed by a car and you'll be dead. We're just saying, can you be free and use them at the same time? Can you achieve that? Absolutely. So this is unity attained. Who dares equal this one who falls into neither being nor non-being? Does not identify with characteristics. All the things we just talked about, male or female, old or young, American or Muslim or Jewish or Buddhist or whatever, does not identify with anything that takes form, who falls not into being. Now, if someone said, what country? Oh, I'm from America. Are you male or female on a form? Oh, I'm male. All right, that's fine. But what is falling into that? What is falling into being? It's being caught by it, identified with it, stuck there, buying into it, not seeing it as just a figure of speech, because you are way more than just your body. You are way more than just your gender. If you identify with anything in particular, then you're saying there's things that you are not. But remember now, this is unity attained. You are already one with this entire fabric of space-time. And that is the essence of zazen and the essence of shikantaza. So this one, doing this practice of shikantaza, does not fall into being, but also does not fall into non-being, identifying as a nothingness, a space, the space of mind alone. Now you are that, but there also is form. We have to live in this world. People who retreat from this world, who hide in their zazen, who try to find this perfect peace, are striving to become something separate from everything else. It perpetuates the division. Now, Wang Po, very famous Zen master, who is the teacher of Rinzai, who is the founder of the Rinzai school of Zen, from which all these koan and the koan practice really was developed fully, this Wang Po said to his monks, never allow the events of your daily life to bind you, but never withdraw yourself from them. This is a deeply enlightened Zen master. Don't let the events of your life bind you, trap you. In other words, don't fall into being, but never withdraw yourself from them. Don't fall into non-being. Don't fall into one side or the other. Open your arms up and be the whole thing. The whole thing. This is unity attained. All men, says here, all men or all people want to leave the current of ordinary life. Now, this may talk about Zen practitioners or Buddhists or spiritual practitioners in general. They want to become special. They want to become enlightened. They want to leave this struggle of the everyday life. It's so painful and difficult and stressful. I just want to be enlightened. I want to float away in a cloud. I want to be a perfect person. My idea of what perfection is. I want to leave the current of ordinary life. I want to be extraordinary. That's the other trap of this trying to perfect yourself, which is failing to understand that you already are perfect as you are. The Buddha said, it's famous, truly I gain nothing from Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, which is a term meaning complete, unexcelled enlightenment. Buddha said, truly I gain nothing from complete, unexcelled enlightenment. I fully woke up to my whole self, that I always was, therefore gain nothing. And that too is the spirit of Shikantaza. I am gaining nothing. I am only uncovering, perhaps you could say expressing, what I already am, fully in my Zazen posture, centered like a mountain, like an oak tree with roots going deep in the earth, here, now, exactly as I am, with all attentiveness. Remember what Yasutani Roshi said, if someone were to touch me, I'd jump 3 feet off the cushion. This is the spirit of this intent presence. I am already one with this. Unity attained. This is the attitude of mind. But this one who practices this kind of Zazen, which all of us here must practice, he comes back, or she comes back, after all, to sit among the coals and ashes. I've already stripped off all the meanings, all the valences, all the levels of importance to this versus that, all the way that forms in the world present. I've stripped off whether they're better or worse, whether I like them or don't like them. I'm just sitting with them in their actuality. It's like coal and ash. Coal and ash is all one color, black. And I'm sitting with that. I'm not striving for anything special. I'm embracing this empty world as it presents, ever-changing, ungraspable, totally at one with the knower. The being of the world is the same as the knowing of it. This is the profound meaning of form is emptiness, emptiness is form. And I'm sitting in the midst of this. This is a very deep part of this verse on the fifth rank. This one who comes back after all to sit among the coals and ashes. This is the spirit of our Zazen. We come back to be in this actual, what some people call the dirty world. We enter totally, wholeheartedly. The baby's crying, the diaper needs to change the diaper. No problem. The dishes are dirty. I wash the dishes. I unload the dishwasher. I load the dishwasher. I drive to work. I do my job. I come home. I embrace my friend. Everything is done with the same attitude of mind. I come back. I'm not striving to leave this ordinary world. I come back to sit with it, be with it. Even though it's coals and ashes, temporary, empty, ever-changing, nothing graspable, I sit amongst it, these coals and ashes. This is also the spirit of Shikantaza. So once again, the Shikantaza is striving to become what you already are. If you can take this spirit into your practice, be it breath practice, koan practice, whatever that practice is, the practice of cutting carrots, then you are living in what Hakuin called the continuous spirit of Zazen. That's the continuous, never-ending, moment-by-moment spirit of Zazen. And if you can't do it, that too is perfect. if you get stuck. That too is part of this whole fabric. Remember, you're not striving to become extraordinary. You're striving to become what you actually are. That includes the difficulties, that includes the habit patterns, that includes the pain and the suffering and the comparison-mindedness and the thoughts that come in uninvited. All of that is included. We embrace all of it, or we start to divide ourselves up, and that's not unity attained. So hopefully that will be of value to you in your practice, and we'll end there tonight.